of, and you know that. You do know that.
I don't believe that saying I don't want to know would be the most effective way of producing that result. I don't believe that my boss would take that into consideration. If I don't worry too much about how it happens, as I've done with other situations, mysteriously, some circumstances will cause a cancellation, I think. My main concern was
express in the same manner that you did when you created the success. No doubt.
What's good to know is what you said is that I don't have this accumulated credit of 9 months of energy that I have to cancel through intense
correct. No, which is not necessary. The energy is being expressed in the moment, and if you continue to express the same energy in consecutive moments, it will continue. But in the moment that you stop expressing that, you are not undoing. You did not generate the action of tying a knot and now you must untie it. Once you move your attention in a different direction and are responding to a different want, the knot disappears.
But that doesn't work the physical way, does it? Someone who accumulates an excess 15 or 20 pounds over 3 years cannot make it disappear overnight.
In actuality, yes, they can. Will they? Most likely not. But can they? Yes. Will they? There are less probabilities or potentials for that given individuals' beliefs. And therefore, in association with their beliefs, they may not allow themselves to generate that type of action. But is that possible? Can they actually do that? Yes.
So it's not the time frame, it's just the belief.
Yes. Yes.
That's the concept of importance. Does it only depend on the person who notices as to what he considers important? Is there anything like which in essence would be considered important?
That would be very different. I can respond yes, but it would be very different from what you know and understand in your reality. For you interpret a physical reality with things, and consciousness is not a thing. Therefore, the manner in which you associate with importance is different from how it would be expressed non-physically.
I think Seppel says something like consciousness, I forget the exact words, but it just consists of points of significance and importance.
Yes, it would be a factor, but it would be expressed very differently.
So for us, it's only beliefs as to what or what we identify ourselves as, and that determines what we consider important.
That is very influencing, yes. It's not only beliefs, for beliefs are your reality. Therefore, yes, all of your reality is influenced by your beliefs, and that would also be influencing what you generate in importance and what you do not. But you also incorporate many choices in relation to importance. is not an expression that you cannot change. If you recognize what you are generating in importance, you can also question whether you want that to be important or not. Yes?
In a case like told before, when you think you cannot change because of business so important, would sickness be a good means?
Yes. What? That would be another alternative.
So, you can justify, I'm sick, and it is justified before oneself and the others.
And if you choose,
you know
that,
I created for this purpose.
That could be another option that you could incorporate. There are many, many, many choices, and I will express to you in response to this suggestion that many individuals create illnesses for a purpose. Many individuals create illnesses to accomplish some action that they want to accomplish. And they are successful. And although most individuals generate an association that illness is bad, or that being healthy is good, and that you should always want to be healthy, many times individuals create dysfunctions within their body consciousness for a specific purpose, and it allows them to accomplish it, and they are aware that they are doing it.
What's up with the perception wave? Is it continuing? Is
it? It is continuing. And this is the reason that we are speaking of perception. Length would be relative. Your previous wave in your perceptions was very long. And I expressed that the potential for this wave would be much less. But you have not been engaging it for a lengthy time framework yet. I understand you are wanting to create a wave that generates for 1 week. I will be explaining to you when the next wave is approaching, as I do always. Yes.
And what was the blueprint that you mentioned? Could it be an absolute reality or object of reality?
No. Although you create them to be very real, but they are not absolute. Just as you create gravity to be very real and it appears to be very absolute, but it is not. It is your perceptions that generate that absoluteness. Yes, your reality generates a blueprint, which in a manner of speaking could be viewed as the suggestion of how to create this particular reality in this particular dimension. Now, with that suggestion, you generate perceptions that create absolutes, or you create absolute associations, but they are not actually absolute. But they can change. You can alter gravity. If you could not alter gravity, you would not inherit the ability to tip a table. But you do. Yes.
I believe that it's possible to go from nearsightedness to perfect eyesight, but I don't know the methodology, the practical procedures for doing so. And I have never met anyone who has done that.
And it is not necessary to objectively know the methodology. What it is important to know is precisely what we have been discussing. The importance of your not wanting the sight that you have created. When that becomes less important, you will generate much more success in altering your sight, as it continues to be very important. You continue to create it.
So I have to keep looking for the motivation, the motive, the reason why I suppose you don't want to write that.
Or you can simplify and merely begin to lessen the importance of what you do not like.
How do you do that?
It is not easy for you created to be complicated. But naturality is quite simple and it is quite easy. But you interpret fascinations with complicating and generating much more energy than is necessary. If it is easy, it is not valued. If it is easy, there is no challenge. But if it is complicated, you can unravel it. And that is an action that you are all quite fascinated with. For it may be likened to a prison. If an individual hands you a gift and it is unwrapped, you may accept it and you may thank them. If an individual hands you a gift and it is wrapped in paper and in strings and you must unwrap it, you will generate more excitement, for you have presented yourself a surprise. You may receive the same gift, but the one that is wrapped will be more exciting, for it is more complicated. Yes?
Is it possible that that eyesight has nothing to do with not wanting to see, but is a side effect of muscular tension because of some other problem or some other conflict?
Yes. That would depend upon the individual, yes.
So there's no need, so looking for motivation for bad eyesight may be a waste of time. It may be some other conflict that's causing it.
That is quite possible, yes.
Plus, if you lessen the importance of something to achieve something and then you pursue it, but since it's no longer important, you don't feel the same satisfaction.
Not so.
No.
No. bottom, if you lessen the importance of some expression that you do not like, and you are successful in creating what you want, it is more satisfying. For you will acknowledge yourself, and it is empowering. Therefore, there is an element of excitement. For empowering yourself is exciting, and it is quite satisfying. Therefore, do not concern yourself that you will be neutral.
I have a question about the conceptualization sense that we have. I know it's a bit off, maybe it isn't actually, but off subject, but it's a very difficult sense to focus on or tap into or something like this, I find. But when I was trying to do it the other night, I started hearing a couple of voices, and I don't know if that's necessarily a conceptualization thing that I was doing with that inner sense, or where those voices were coming from. I've had it before.
And what was your subject?
The voices were so strong they kind of jolted me out of what I was focusing on. So they were so loud. Not loud. They came from within, obviously.
What was your initial subject?
I don't remember. That would have been the reason.
Yes.
Is that the conceptualization sense?
It depends upon what your intention was for them. In association with conceptualization, that is an action of moving into the action of the subject, therefore experiencing the action of the subject. Therefore, it is possible that dependent upon the subject and the intention that you could incorporate hearing voices, for that may be being in the action of the subject. But if the subject was not associated with some element that would create that particular action, you may have been tapping into your empathic sense and confusing it with the conceptualization.
Could you elaborate on speed of light and perception, please?
In what capacity?
What is the relation between speed of light and perception?
You create it. Whatever the speed of light is created by your perception. It is not a set speed that is an absolute outside of your perception. It is what you create it to be.
So if I want the speed of light be variable, I create variable?
You can.
And
for it is a matter of perception. For light is an objective creation. Therefore, it is a matter of perception. What I'm expressing to you is that outside of physical realities, light does not exist. For it is, once again, in your terms, a thing. In that it is an objective creation. And being an objective creation, it is a matter of perception, and therefore also is not an absolute. You can generate it to appear to be an absolute if you collectively generate the same perception in relation to it, in that it would appear to be an absolute and the same. But, just as I have expressed previously, within your history you have collectively generated perceptions in many directions that you perceive to be absolute and change them. And they were real when they were being expressed in mass, but they changed.
So we have to wait that the collective perception change to make the speed of light variable?
No. You can engage that action yourself. It's not necessary that you incorporate the collective to change the speed of light. You can change it yourself with your perception, and your reality will be very different.
And it will be also justified that the Einstein perception?
Yes. Yes.
How is perception related to vibration?
In what capacity?
What are vibrations? Are these basic elements of consciousness?
Yes.
And if I accelerate my perception, is this because I accelerated my vibration?
In this reality, it would be the reverse.
It will be fun.
It would be the reverse. If you accelerate your perception, you will accelerate your vibration. Yes?
Further to your example about history, so perception is individual, my reality is my reality.
Yes.
If I research the assassination of President Kennedy, I can may find convincing absolute convincing proof for myself that Oswald acted alone, and another person can find convincing proof that there was a conspiracy and several conspirators. But in fact, there is no one absolute truth about who killed Kennedy.
Correct. For that would be also a matter of perception. Perception is what creates your actual reality. And every individual interprets a different perception. You may interpret similarities, but every individual generates a different perception, just as you generate a different fingerprint. In that, you may incorporate similarities, and you do incorporate similarities. You may all view one wall as being blue, but you will all see that blue differently. And there is no official separate reality outside of all of you that you are attempting to move into. your reality is your perception. Yes?
That means not that I interpret objective reality to another way, but it means that I generate a physical reality.
Yes. Yes.
I don't understand this concept. For example, how communication is possible. For example, if I decide we both experience this and we can have a common experience to talk about it later and so on, whereas he himself might generate the reality that he's not here. So in his world, he would not be here, he would not have this common experience. So our life would be completely isolated, where in my life we talk about it and reflect it, and in his life he has never heard of it. So.
And that can very well occur. You are not alone. Yes, you create all of your reality. You create every moment of it, every aspect of it, every manifestation of it. But you are not alone. You are participating with other energies. Each of you express an energy. Now, in that, at times, you may be receiving a particular energy of a particular individual, and you may be configuring that in a manner that creates your scenario. But that energy may not necessarily contain the attention of the other individual. Therefore, you are drawing to yourself specifically this individual's energy, but you may not be drawing to you this individual's energy with that individual's attention. Therefore, you can configure that energy and create your scenario in which you are physically interacting with the individual and generating a conversation, and the other individual may incorporate a very different reality in which they did not participate with you at all, for their attention was not contained in that energy that you drew. This does not occur often, but it does occur. And it does occur semi-often in small experiences that you automatically override, that you engage another individual and subsequently you may be recalling the experience and the other individual will recall the experience quite differently, and you will override that automatically, and you will either question yourself of whether you actually engaged what you thought you had engaged, or you will discount the other individual and you will express they're wrong, this is not what occurred, and you will settle it with yourself. But this is what occurs many times in those situations. You are interacting with another individual's energy, which allows you to configure that and create the physical manifestation of the other individual, and you are participating in a conversation or an interaction, but the other individual's experience will be very different. for me or not.
What would happen if 1 year later we talk about this session, and in my world we talk about this session, and in his world he's sleeping? Or
in that scenario, you would have each altered the past. Or how you recall in the present changes the past. Each time you recall an event, an experience, a scenario, you are changing it.
When you change
into what you recall.
When you change the scenario, you change relations as well when you are, and it's about an interaction.
At times.
You change fancy.
Yes.
In one of the Seth books, he says that Christ was not crucified. Since there is no absolute historical truth as to whether Christ was crucified or not, why would Seth use language that made it sound as if he's teaching that the absolute truth was that Christ was not crucified?
I will express to you, as I have previously with other individuals, the agenda of that essence was different from this agenda. And in this, I have expressed that in my interaction with all of you, I incorporate the least amount of distortion as would be possible in relation to what you understand, and offering information in personal situations in relation to your widening of awareness and shifting. That essence was offering information in association with this shift also, but in a different manner. And in that, there was less concern with distortion in association with your beliefs. In offering what you would view as new concepts, which in actuality they are not new, but being presented in a new manner, that was the point of that essence's interactions, to begin an objective movement, to begin the movement of preparation for the objective element of the shift, which that essence accomplished quite successfully. But there are elements that are presented that may have been offered in conjunction with your beliefs, but also presenting information as a beginning point of introducing the concept of no absolutes. Therefore, the manner in which that essence presented information was different from myself, but was creating an introduction to the same concepts, in expressing that this individual was not crucified, it prompts you to question. For your religions express that he absolutely was. Therefore, it prompts you to question those absolutes by introducing a different absolute. Therefore, the method may be different, but it accomplished the introduction quite successfully. Yes?
Nine little ones of the heavens above, they are all names.
Yes.
There must be a reason, and we just talked about absolutes.
There is a reason.
Yes.
Which I have discussed previously. It was purposefully chosen to be an illustration of the alteration of energy throughout your history to this point of the shift. The dominant energy has been male. And in this shift, that is shifting to the female energy. And therefore, it was purposefully chosen to be males as the example of shifting to a female energy in association with male gender.
Thank you.
You are quite quick and I will interpret two questions.
On to Rose's question, Joe Helfrich is channeling Rose, from what I understand, in some of the forums, chat things. Is that the case, or is I don't know.
Yet. Here's a potential, but no, not yet. Yes?
Is the Planck constant the smallest part of our earthly reality?
No.
And what is it?
What do you agree? I mean, create whatever you want.
Very well, one.
My name is Angelica, and I'd like to know my exact name.
Very well. I sent the name Listio LYS. E-E-E-L. You are very welcome. Express my tremendous appreciation to each and all of you this day. I shall be anticipating our interaction, and I will be offering my energy to each of you in tremendous encouragement. In all of your bubbles. To you all in great lovingness and dear friendship. Goodbye.